From the WBOC Newsplex in Salisbury, I'm Rachel Pierce with the latest news from all over Delmarva. WBOC spoke with Jim Perdue of Perdue Farms about the PFAS, or those toxic forever chemicals, from its facilities contaminating local communities. Perdue says the company is doing everything it can to help those in the affected area. The Maryland Coastal Bays Program request for a letter of support for projects in the Newport Bay was met with resistance at Tuesday's Worcester County Commissioners meeting. When asked for a letter of support, Council President Chip Bertino called into question the program's donations from U.S. Wind. Commissioner Ted Elder believes the program has not taken a stance against the offshore wind projects. The City of Salisbury Planning and Zoning Commission voted to increase its residential density downtown, opening the doors for more construction of apartment units downtown. Those opposed to the change say the city does not have the parking for more people to live downtown. Democrat Ben Cardin is winding down his 18-year career serving as one of Maryland's U.S. senators. On Friday, he met with a room full of local leaders, touting his own successes, like expanding healthcare access and improvements to education programs, and discussing concerns in the state, like wind turbines, threats to the fishing industry, and cleaning the Chesapeake Bay. For news anytime, be sure to catch it on WBOC.com. From the WBOC Newsplex, I'm Rachel Pierce.